Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. What's up, y'all? How do you deal when you feel like crap? That's the topic today. You guys have been asking me about it. It's like, hey, Brendan, do you ever get in a funk? Do you ever feel terrible? Do you ever have a bad day? If you get a bad day, what do you do? I think this is really an interesting conversation. So I hope you'll tune in, share this with your friends. The challenge that we all face is we all have days where we feel like crap. And I've learned that there's three reasons I feel like crap. There's five things I can do right away. And I hope this helps you. But first, hi guys. I hope you're all doing great and having a phenomenal day. What do you do when you feel like crap? Like what actions do you take? How do you manage your thoughts? How do you manage yourself? I'd love to hear what you guys say as we go along here. I know some of you just want to sometimes, when you feel like crap, stay in bed. You know, like lots of people feel like crap and they're like, am I bored? Am I just tired? Am I having a bad thoughts? Am I stuck? We all have those questions. So today,
That's what I'm going to be taking on. Hi, guys. I hope you're all doing great. Please do grab anybody or tag anybody who you think might be having a bad day or has had a bad week or bad month, because this topic is going to be super, super helpful for them. I mean, super helpful. Okay. So I'm going to share three things that I do when I feel like crap, where I think that comes from for me personally, and what I specifically do to begin. When you feel like crap, do not pretend that that is a mystery. That feeling that you have when you're down, you're sad, you're in a funk, you're bored, you just don't like the negative emotions you might be feeling, stop pretending that that feeling just took over your body and, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with it. Because what I've learned is usually when you feel like crap, that's coming from three specific places. Number one, when you feel like crap, it's often just coming straight up from fatigue. You didn't sleep well, you didn't eat well, you didn't manage your physical body, so now it's catching up with you, right? You had too much wine 2 days ago, and now it caught up with you 48 hours and you didn't even realize it. Like, your body is depleted. You feel like crap when you need rest, when you need recovery, and you have to listen to that, y'all. You gotta do a better job of listening to that. When your body is saying, hey man, we need a break here. We need a break from the caffeine or the alcohol or the lack of sleep. The first thing is to start taking better care of your physical body. The more you take good care of your physical body, the less like it is you're going to be feeling like crap over and over and over and over again. Now, there's emotional things and there's the ways that you manage your mind. We'll talk about those. But often when you feel like crap, it's just kind of a hangover effect, if not alcohol, a hangover effect of poor sleep, a hangover effect of not eating well. It's just like you're really tired and lethargic by the way you've managed your body. And I asked this question in like High Performance Habits, my last book, and the Motivation Manifesto. I said, how is it that very few of us would go to the neighbor's house and, you know, just break through the windows, throw garbage in that house, vandalize that house? And yet so many of us on a daily basis vandalize the temple that we have been given by our Creator. We vandalize our own physical body. You know, we don't take care of ourselves. And then we end up feeling like crap and we're surprised by it. I don't want you to ever be surprised again. I mean, I think that's one sort of mark of real maturity or consciousness, is that you learn to anticipate how you're going to feel later on based on your actions today, is that you learn to dig deep and understand, like, why do I feel the way that I feel right now? And when we are more able to anticipate how we're going to feel based on our current actions, and when we do feel a certain emotion or feeling that we don't like, we have the wherewithal to kind of take a step back and go, why am I feeling this? Meaning we're more conscious of the feeling and we explore it more. Do that over and over and over and over again, and you have less bad days. Not to say the world isn't going to throw something at you, because I said there's three reasons I tend to feel like crap. Number one is just straight up fatigue. Number two is reaction. Every time I feel in a funk or I feel in a bad mood or I feel some negative positive range, I go say, what am I reacting to right now? Maybe somebody was rude to me this morning. Maybe somebody popped in and gave a poor comment. Maybe I'm reacting to an email I got. Maybe I'm reacting to a negative thought I had this morning. Maybe I'm reacting still to that guy who cut me off in traffic this morning and I'm still freaking out about it. But usually feeling like crap is actually coming from a reaction. So ask, what am I reacting to? Because usually when you feel like crap, if you're not sure of why, you're reacting to something, but you're just reacting to it unconsciously. You're not aware of it. You're not in tune with what's really happening. And so this funk is on you, but secretly in the back of your mind, something happened that really upset you and you're still tracking on that. So I always look for, am I reacting to something that just happened to me? Am I reacting to something that was triggered for me? Am I reacting to something because someone said something? Am I reacting to something because I'm embarrassed? Am I reacting because I did this, I shouldn't have done it? Am I reacting because I feel behind, right? Sometimes overwhelm creates this reaction, right? There's all this stuff, you react to it, and what do you react to it with? Stress. You react to it by like getting tense. You react to all these things on your plate with anger. Why does this have to happen to me? Why did I overcommit myself? And we get mad at ourselves. And that's the stuff of what I'm talking about, of reaction. When I'm in a funk, I almost always know I'm reacting to something. What am I reacting to? So I'll sit down and I'll journal. I'll sit down and I'll think about, what am I reacting to in such a way that I feel this way? What am I reacting to in such a way that I'm feeling this way, feeling this negative feeling, or feeling this boredom, or feeling this funk? I think that's really important, right? Reaction often comes from sadness, right? Something could have happened 2-3 days ago, but you've been so busy, it's just now processing in the back of your mind. I mean, have you ever guys ever had that before where, like, literally think about it. Like, something negative or sad happened 3 days ago. You didn't feel it then because you're busy, and then you have a moment to breathe, or you go on a workout and you're coming back and you're like, oh my gosh, why do I feel like crap? And you realize you're just reacting to something that happened 3-4 days ago. So be aware of your reactions. So I said there's three things. Number one, that makes me feel like crap sometimes, it's fatigue. It's the way I'm caring for my physical body. Number two, it's reaction. Number three, rumination. Rumination, what does that mean? It means you get on a topic in your brain and you keep spinning it over and over and over again, like playing a broken tape. You know, you're just playing it over and over and over again. What do we do? Well, we get upset about something and you just can't get off it. You just keep thinking of it over and over and over and over again. So you're ruminating usually on a negative circumstance, negative result, negative emotion, negative feeling, negative interaction. And you are running on that thing over and over and over again. And so it's like what happens for a lot of people, as an example, is maybe some days you feel doubt. You feel upset about something. You're unsure if you can handle it. And you let doubt stop you when all doubt is a signal. Doubt is just a signal to learn more, to skill up, to ask questions, to get ready, to acknowledge you could improve in this area, to acknowledge that maybe you need some help in this area. And what happens though is when you get doubtful, many of us get on a merry-go-round of doubt, right? We think of why we're doubtful. I'm insufficient, I'm not good, I'm not worthy, I'm stupid, I'm not as good as them. And we start spinning that like a merry-go-round in our head. And all of a sudden we just spin the doubt so many times it turns into fear and then turns into self-disgust. And then we got to throw up, you know, we feel terrible. So I'm here to urge you, be thoughtful about what you are ruminating on. If you feel like crap, I promise one of these three reasons usually going on for you. You're tired, that's fatigue. You're reacting to something you might not be aware you're reacting to. And number three, you're ruminating. You're thinking about something consciously over and over and over and over again, and you need to interrupt that pattern. So how do you do that? Well, here's how I get out of feeling like crap. First thing that I do is I get up and I move. I change my location and I change my movement and my breath. So what do? I hop up. If I feel like crap, I'm like, I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna take a walk. But for me specifically, I go out, I jump in that ocean. I swim a bunch. I mean, maybe even literally 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Swim, come back in, take a cool shower, and I get my brain back on track. What I had to do is just change my location and change my physical movement, like move. Like if you guys have been to, some of you guys have been to HPX or High Performance Academy, my event. And what we train you to do is just stand up, bounce in place with your eyes closed, taking 10 deep breaths. After you do that, set your intention for what's next, go. It's just taking breath and moving your body a little bit because yeah, you know what? The easiest thing to do is when you're in a funk, sit on the couch and watch 40 hours of Netflix. But that doesn't make you feel better. And even if it does take you feel better, it takes so long. And the other behaviors you're learning to do there, disengage from uncomfortable feelings, munch on things. All of a sudden you actually, maybe you feel better, but it's just time away from your thoughts. But there's a faster way to recover than that. And that's just to move your body. Second thing that's huge for me is setting an intention. Okay, I feel like crap right now. Got it. Get up, move, maybe jump in the ocean, maybe take a cool shower, get some water, bounce in place, take 10 deep breaths. And then say, okay, what is my intention now for this next hour? Notice I'm not trying to say, I'm gonna look at all my goals and go achieve and change the world. I go, no, for the next hour, what would be a win in this next hour? What would be 1, 2, 3, 4 things I could do just in the next hour, to feel better, to feel like I've got momentum again, to feel like I'm progressing again, to feel like I'm back in charge. I'm back in control. Not this negative emotion, not this negative thing, but I'm back in charge. What would that be for me? That's a thought that goes in my mind. Third big idea. If I move my body, if I set my intention and I take small actions towards what I need to, and I still feel like I'm in a funk, right away, I'm gonna put some positive audio in my ears, right? I'm gonna grab these little earbuds and put them in, and I'm gonna listen to a positive podcast, positive music, a positive audiobook. I'm just gonna like interrupt it, literally put this in, turn it up, and listen to something positive. Or if I'm totally geeking that day and I'm just, you know, super funk, I'm gonna go straight to like, like go on YouTube and I'm gonna watch some like, you know, 10 most emotional, amazing, you know, American Idol, you know, surprises or something like that. Or America's Got Talent. I'll watch some talent thing for like 2-3 minutes that like somebody who did something inspiring who you didn't think was gonna be amazing, something goofy like that. But that's gonna help me change my feelings because I'm listening or consuming something that's really positive. For me, many of you guys know, I go to my books. I'll read, yes, from my books or from a shelf of books I have of positivity, self-development, self-improvement, self-help, you know, some spirituality. I'll just read some things that will help kind of reset me. Because you know what? Sometimes reading or listening helps put some new thoughts in your brain to interrupt that rumination. Fourth big thing I do is action. So I said, what I'll do is I'll say, what's 3 things I can do in this next hour to get myself back on track? But then I'll say, okay, good. I got some momentum here. I'm feeling better. By the end of the day, what 5 things can I do by the end of this day to, you know what, pat myself on the back, to feel like I'm doing something good, to feel like I'm moving ahead, just taking action? Because sometimes you want to feel like, you know, you're back in command. And getting back in command, that might mean for you, you do the laundry, man. You know, you make the bed, you straighten up the office, you know, you answer those 10 critical emails you already flagged. You know, you do something that actually moves your thoughts or moves your dreams forward, because your mind is just saying, hey man, let's grab a little control here. Let's have a phenomenal day. Let's get yourselves turned around. I know you get what I'm saying. Last big idea for you today is to share that vulnerability with a good friend or a partner or a spouse. Like if you're just in a funk and you're like, dang, I've been in a funk for like 2-3 days. Tell somebody that. If you're in a funk for, you know, 2-3 days and you're just like, ah, I'm sad. I've done what Brendan said. I've moved. I've walked around. I've set my intentions. I'm getting some momentum here. I got some rest, or I meditated to recover, fatigue my body. I am eating better, but I'm still just not feeling it. Then what's happening is you're usually just off that path or that journey. You've lost a little sense of presence and connection and with life. And sometimes the way to get presence and connection back with life is through somebody you care about, somebody you love. Connect with them and say, hey, you know what? I'm just in a funk. You got an hour? Hey, I'm in a funk. You wanna go for a walk? Hey, I feel like crap. Wanna go to the movies? Hey, I feel like crap. Let's go get something to eat. Hey, I feel like crap. Let's go work out together. Let's take a long run together. Like, go do something with somebody who you like. I know that's so basic, but the world is full of sadness. But it's also full of sadness because we have separated ourselves. So we can connect here, but you and I both know lots of people can connect on social media, but they don't connect in real life with people. And they haven't challenged themselves to be vulnerable, open, courageous, authentic, real with other people, especially when the negative emotions hit. But listen, if you hold your negative emotions to yourself your whole life, that's not gonna be a life well lived. You gotta learn to connect with people and say, here's where I'm at, sucks, I don't like it. I've been trying to get over it, but I'm just struggling, man. And if you're not ever sharing that, I'm telling you what, it's gonna create a great obstacle for you to grow. So share, connect with somebody, and just let them know, I'm in a funk, don't know what to do, wanna hang out? That's all you have to say. In a funk, don't know what to do, wanna hang? That's all you have to do. Don't over-architect it, just get around people. And if you get around great people, and more often, more positive people, that will change the game for you.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience
That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.